9:10, good morning. Got the sun shining here. Not warming us up a whole lot, though. Still at 8 below. Time for our Wednesday talk around. It begins talking Salvation Army. And Gene Ferdine in. Now, we've been trying to arrange this for how many snowstorms now, Gene?
A few.
I think three or four times we've tried to set this up, and then, you know, it storms. But yeah. You are here today, so thank you for
that. Yes, and thank you for letting me
absolutely.
Come today. And thank you for letting me be on the radio, too.
Sure.
Kind of plead for some help.
You do need some help. Let's talk about this.
Okay. Well, this was a different year, I think, because we had a lot of people who were ill, mm-hmm. who signed up and couldn't come, and we had a few snowstorms. And so that was tough. But beside all that, we still made our goal of 20,822.
Congratulations.
That's great.
Is a nice number.
It's a really nice number, and knowing that everything's going to stay here. So the reason why I wanted to come back today, a long time after Christmas, mm-hmm. is to thank people who helped, because people really stepped up and helped. The businesses helped us with those counter kettles.
Yeah.
Okay, and UKBMW helped us too. So
sure.
I just want to say thank you to everybody.
And that, again, remarkable, remarkable numbers.
Yeah.
Kind of speaks to the community too, and the holiday season too. That's why I like having you come back in here. It's like kind of taking me back to Christmas. I'm liking this.
You're liking.
So looking ahead to next year too, do you put out the APB for volunteers right now? I mean, when do you start with that?
Hey, I've had a lady come up to me and said, my husband and I always wanted to volunteer, and so we want to be on your list next year.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm always asking people, and I got new people this year.
Good for you.
So,
well, and it bears repeating, too. This stays right here at home and helps us out right here at home. I mean, none of this is being parceled out anywhere, right?
No, right.
Okay.
It's not. And it's for the backpack, which, you know, is really a big deal here in these two counties.
Yeah.
Covers.
So a lot of kids being served with that.
A lot of kids being served with that.
So how do you decide where things go? How do you decide? I mean, is there a board? Do you have other people that you consult with and say, hey, here's where we're going to put this?
Yeah, we work with a board. We have our main guy is up in Fargo, and he takes care of us too. But
right.
We have a board that decides things.
So, Gene, was it a pretty good campaign nationwide? You know, it was here, but across the country, was it? How did it look?
I don't think it was. I don't think everybody met their goal.
Okay.
So,
but you did.
We did.
You did. So
did,
you
yeah.
got a good reason to bang the drum.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if that kettle stands alone, nobody puts any money in.
That's right. Just walk right by it.
Yeah. I even had Santa come and ring this year.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
He signed up.
You got connections.
I've been doing it for a long time.
How many years have you been doing this?
We've been trying to figure out maybe 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep rolling with it, too, because I know you love doing it.
I do love doing it, and I know maybe people avoid me on the street
because
they don't want to sign up. But, you know, even you guys down here help some, so I appreciate
that. Well, that's why we're here. Gene, so nice to have you in here.
Okay.
Anytime you need to come in and just talk Salvation Army, feel free.
Well, right. Thank you, because
always
if you
door.
And I talked anything else, it wouldn't be.
Oh, we'd go on for hours,
It'd be awful. So. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Gene Ferdine talking Salvation Army. It's 9:14. We're going to switch gears and talk Rotary and Community Blood Screenings with Pam Erlinson. That's up next.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one.